I'm home.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Remember me? Your father? The weekly allowance?
Oh, sure, hi, Dad. I'm doing my homework.
I see. The hard way.
No matter how I do it, it'd be hard. Dad, how are you in arithmetic at school?
With all due modesty, it was my best subject.
Mm. Dad, how are you in social studies?
Even better.
Dad, if arithmetic was your best subject, how could you be even better in social studies?
Logic was my worst subject.
You're in a good frame of mind, aren't you, Dad?
Yeah. But not good enough to give you an advance on your allowance.
How'd you know that?
Psychology was really my best subject.
Hi, dear.
Oh, hello, darling.
Did you have a good day?
Oh, a typical Monday. An epidemic of illness among children with no symptoms and vague, unlocalized pains that disappear as soon as it's too late to go to school.
Oh. Well, relax, then. Dinner will be ready in 20 minutes.
Thank you.
Mom. Hmm? Mom? It says, if three men can dig an area of 215 square feet in 4 hours, how big an area could seven men dig in 9 hours?
Just don't try it in our backyard.
Well, I think the method would be to find out how much one man could dig in 1 hour, and you would do that by adding up all the hours and then multiply... No, you divide.
Honey, I think the teacher expects the correct answer to the question.
I'm perfectly aware of that. And furthermore, when I was in school, arithmetic was my best subject.
Well, darling, maybe you've lost your touch since you left school.
Well, I don't mind the wrong answer, just so long as I get one.
I have no intention of giving you a wrong answer. And don't forget, dear, you came to me for help. I didn't come to you. What are you driving at, dear?
Well, just that to be good in arithmetic, one must have a logical, clear, orderly mind.
Yes?
Honey, I hate to bring this to your attention, but do you remember about 3 months ago when we had to have the plumber in for the kitchen sink?
Yes.
And I suggested, since it was only $4, that you send him a check right away so he wouldn't have to mail us a statement.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I'll make him a check right now. Alex, what are you doing?
Dear, I got a call from the plumber today. You've already paid that bill. Twice. I'm sure looking forward to this evening of conversation.
Well, Jack always talks through a bridge game.
Madeline holds up her end of the conversation, too.
Well, I'm actually very fond of Madeline.
I like Jack, but they always manage to argue during a bridge game.
They enjoy arguing, that's all. Actually, they're crazy about each other, you know. Jeff, what have you got there?
Just a sandwich.
Just a sandwich.
Well, gosh, I gotta have something to keep my energy up when I'm doing my homework.
You say there's enough energy in that sandwich for a trip to the moon.
We're playing bridge here. Take your fuel supply upstairs, please.
Oh, but Mom...
Blast off.
Okay, good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, Jeff.
You're a doctor. Will you tell me something? How can he eat a sandwich like that right after dinner?
I think we'll discover a cure for the common cold before we discover the reason for a boy's appetite. Why don't you tell me something, since you're a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you look so beautiful tonight?
Oh, I don't.
I say you do.
Alex, there's Madeline and Jack.
Madeline and Jack who?
Honey, there's someone at the door.
There is?
Alex, you know what you are?
Yes.
A masher.
Anybody home?
Oh, hi, Jack.
Come on in.
Mrs. J. Frederick Richards, seen on Park Avenue with a fashionable poodle.
Oh, isn't he adorable? Is he all yours?
All mine. A present from Jack. A surprise.
Oh, what a sweet dog.
This was your idea?
Well, not exactly. It was a present, all right, but a surprise to me.
I bought it myself.
$150 for a dog. The dog doesn't even like me. You know, you could buy a whole set of golf clubs for just what the hind end costs.
Madeline, you look wonderful.
Oh, it's just you've never seen me with a poodle before. I tell you, a poodle really does something for you. I haven't gotten such a lift since I had my hair done.
Well, should we sit down, or do you want to go upstairs first?
What's upstairs?
That's what I'd like to know. It's the first place they always head for. What do they do up there, anyway?
You'll never know. Alex, will you get me a chair, please?
What for?
For Francine.
Is she gonna play?
No, darling.
No, she's just gonna kibitz. Get your own potato chips.
Jack, will you stop teasing Francine?
She's teasing me.
Well, don't frustrate her.
Frustrate her? That dog gets more attention, special food, even got a new sweater. I tell you, I'm the one who's leading a dog's life these days. The dog's leading my life.
Jack, you're wallowing in self-pity.
But you know, I do have a problem. Sooner or later, I'm going to have her clipped, and there's no place that does French clipping.
You ever tried Paul's barbershop? I'd come out of there looking like a poodle.
I told Jack I had half a mind to open a poodle shop and go into business.
That's what it takes, half a mind.
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind going into some kind of business, a gift shop, antique shop, something like that.
Say, why don't you open up a new post office? We could use a new post office.
Very funny. Well, the town is not full of poodle shops, and if you ask me...
There she goes again.
Well, I'm serious. I don't know why I can't make money. You know, all the accessories, dog candy, rubber bones, fancy leashes, hair bows, sweaters, raincoats, booties for bedtime.
Poodle booties, I ask you.
Alex.
I'm sorry.
Well, men seem to think only men have a monopoly on business sense. Well, I'm telling you, poodles are very big right now, as you know, if you ever read anything but the sports page in the paper.
I haven't read the sports page since we got the dog.
Why not?
Because she keeps spreading the paper all over the living room floor.
Jack.
And the dog can't even read.
There must be hundreds of people with poodles like me who don't know what to do with them. Don't you agree?
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Two clubs.
Two spades.
What do you think? You're right. I pass.
Well, how can you have a serious discussion with these men around?
Well, if you're really interested in making money, why don't you try plumbing? If I could tell you how much our plumber...
Alex, please.
I just think that plumbing is a little more...
Madeline, would you like to go upstairs and talk?
You're right. There's no use talking to them.
Wait a minute. What about the bridge game?
We're only kidding.
We weren't.
Come on.
Well, I knew sooner or later they're going to wind up upstairs.
Gin rummy?
What's so funny, dear?
It's just something I was thinking of.
Well, come on now, share the joke. What is it?
I was just thinking of you and Madeline opening a poodle parlor.
A poodle parlor, that is funny.
No, I was just, what's funny is you and Madeline going into business.
You'll find that amusing.
Well, you were laughing yourself.
Well, we weren't laughing at the same things.
Oh, come on now, honey. You must admit you don't have much of a head for business.
I admit nothing of the kind.
What about that bill you paid to the plumber?
I don't even want to discuss that.
Okay.
It would never have happened if you hadn't told me to pay him right away.
What did that have to do with it?
Because after I paid him, he sent me a statement at the end of the month. That's how I happened to pay him twice. It's his fault, not mine.
Well, honey, you're supposed to remember or look back through your stubs.
Well, why? I trusted him. Madeline says she has the same trouble with the dry cleaner.
Oh, I can believe that.
Well, what it boils down to is that you don't think there's a place in the business world for women.
No, it's a man's world. You've heard that.
I certainly have. From men. Women can do anything men can do, and they're doing it. Designing houses, flying planes, writing novels.
Yes, but that's not the business world.
Oh, there are plenty of those, too.
Name one.
I'm thinking. Good night.
Good night, darling.
Elizabeth Arden.
Alex can be infuriating, too, sometimes, Madeline.
Bye, Mother.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Jeff.
Well, I brush my teeth, Mom.
Excuse me a minute, Madeline. Did you finish your homework?
Oh, all except that one problem about how many men digging, you know.
Oh, I should have helped you with it.
Oh, that's okay. Dad helped me. The only thing is, the answer he gave me was different from the one that was in the back of the book. He thinks the book is wrong.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I have a good time at school, dear.
Mom, you must be kidding.
Sorry, Madeline. The kids were just leaving for school. Well, you should have heard Alex laughing about the poodle parlor last night. Yes. Really? You mean you're still serious about it? Well, yes, I do. I think it's a very good idea. The only thing is, we don't know anything about... Well, yes, Madeline, I'd love to meet you for lunch and talk it over. Yeah, well, where? A tea room, 12:30? Yeah, what are you going to wear? Yes, I think we should wear hats just to prove we're serious about this. I'll see you then, dear. Bye.
Honey, I thought I might come home for lunch.
Fine. I'll leave a sandwich in the refrigerator.
A sandwich in the refrigerator?
I'm very busy with Madeline getting organized.
You can't mean to say you're serious about this ghastly idea.
I hardly think that ghastly is the proper word to describe our business venture. And furthermore, I thought that I made myself perfectly clear last night.
I thought by this morning you'd have come to your senses.
Oh, well, apparently I haven't. Honey, you're a doctor. That's your business, and I don't interfere with it. Now, all I ask is that you don't interfere with my business.
What business?
Well, whatever business it is. We're not going to ask you for any help. Now, please don't argue about it. Could we have an understanding about that?
All right. That's our understanding.
Thank you, dear.
But I don't understand it, that's all. But don't let that make any difference. Just don't say I didn't warn you. Just don't say it.
Alex, you're arguing.
No, I'm not. Oh, you go right ahead with my blessing.
Alex.
What?
I'm not going to ask you for any help because that's our understanding. I mean, we're going to make our own mistakes without any help from anyone.
I guess you will.
But could I ask you one thing?
What's that?
How do you start a business? I mean, I don't have any idea whether Madeline and I are a corporation or a partnership or what.
You're a conspiracy, that's what.
Madeline, I hate to say it, but men are so illogical. And I wish you could have seen the look on Alex's face when he left this morning.
Well, you should have seen Jack this morning when I told him I was serious about going into business.
Oh?
Why, he's never treated me so well. It's the uncertainty, I suppose.
Oh, it's the one thing they can't stand.
Well, uncertainty is making him a lamb, and I'm for keeping him that way. Oh, what are you having?
I think I'll just have the shrimp salad.
Do you dare? Of course, you don't have to worry about calories. Are there many calories in the shrimp salad?
I couldn't say.
Well, are there many shrimp?
Well, there aren't a lot of shrimp.
There never are. I don't know how they have the nerve sometimes. Well, I could get the pear with the cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. I'll bring me the shrimp salad. Well, isn't this exciting? Our first day in business. You know, I've always been dying to do something like this, if only to prove to Jack that I have a head on my shoulders.
Yes.
Well, he did. Oh, say, that's attractive.
Isn't it?
Well, not for me, of course.
Oh.
It'd be good on you, though.
Really?
Oh, that's something we're going to have to think about, what we're going to wear. Making an impression in business is terribly important.
Oh, Madeline, I have a feeling that there's a little more to going into business than worrying about clothes. I mean, we're going to have a lot of problems.
Oh, dear, of course there'll be difficulties, but that's what makes it interesting.
Well, first we'll have to find the proper location.
Oh, well, I've thought of that. I've checked the classified. And there are oodles of places.
Oh.
And Jack says to make a survey. Find out where the greatest concentration of poodles is and start there.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you do that?
Well, Jack says follow the poodles home, find out where they come from.
Oh, honestly, he's as bad as Alex.
Oh, I picked up some booklets at the Kennel Club.
These?
Oh, yes, there ought to be some information in here.
Good thinking.
Is a pear fresh or canned?
Excuse me, but you ordered the...
Oh, that's right. I'm having the shrimp salad. Well, that doesn't matter.
No. Ooh, this looks good.
No, let me have it, Alice.
No, it's my turn.
But you paid last time.
What difference does it make? It's only $1.65.
Oh, they raised the prices.
I must say, this whole thing just isn't like Donna.
Well, it's just like Madeline. She comes up with an idea like this about once a week, but fortunately, it usually blows over.
Not with Donna. When she gets hold of an idea, she never lets go. She has lots of character.
Are you implying that Madeline doesn't have any character? Never mind. Whatever you say, it'll be wrong. You know, we could be responsible for their debts.
I suppose we could.
Oh, no, Madeline, I insist.
Oh, no, you don't. I invited you.
No, I won't hear
you.
Now,
listen. Donna, you know something? This is deductible.
It's what?
Well, our lunch. It's a business expense. Oh, we're talking business, aren't we? Well, we can have lunch every day and it won't cost us a cent.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, Jack does it all the time. He charges everything off.
Well, Alex doesn't.
I bet we can charge our clothes off, too.
Madeline, somehow, I don't think this whole thing is as simple as it sounds. It's a wonderful idea, but, you know, when you get all mixed up with contracts and taxes...
It's not all that complicated.
Yes, it is, and... Well, I think we ought to talk to somebody. I mean, get some advice.
Well, who are we going to talk to? Jack?
No.
Or Alex?
Oh, no. But, I mean, there must be someone who knows about this sort of thing with lots of experience.
People are going into business every day.
And out of business, too.
Well, look at these business opportunities. Of all these people advertising businesses for sale, well, somebody must be buying them.
Well, there must be someone we can talk to. Mr. Heiser.
Mr. Heiser?
Mr. Heiser at the bank. Oh, he's such a nice man. Why, he can tell us everything we need to know about going into the poodle business.
And he could lend us the money to get started so we won't have to ask our husband.
Oh, yes. Come on, let's go. Hello, Mr. Heiser.
Mrs. Stone, what a nice surprise. And Mrs. Richards. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, well, we'd like to talk to you if you have the time.
Oh, always enough time to see you. Won't you come in?
Yes. It's very nice of you.
How is Dr. Stone?
Oh, he's fine. Fine, thank you.
Be sure to give him my best.
Yes, I will.
Now then. How much do you want?
Why didn't we think of this before?
Actually, we don't know. You see, we haven't worked out all the details ourselves yet. And that's why we wanted to talk to you. We knew that you would be able to help us.
Well, aren't you collecting for one of your charities?
Oh, no, no. You see, we're thinking of going into business.
Business?
A poodle parlor.
I beg your pardon.
Well, there's no place in town where poodles can be clipped and groomed.
And poodles are very big business today.
Yes, they're a fad, and there's no place where poodle owners can go.
Ladies, please, although I own a Doberman Pinscher, I have nothing against poodles. Live and let live, that's my motto.
Well, all we ask is that you keep an open mind on the subject.
Mrs. Stone, I pride myself on one thing. I always have an open mind. But I must admit that when a lady comes in here asking for a loan to go into business, my first instinct is to close the vault.
Mr. Heiser, just look at these figures. 100,000 poodles in the United States.
Yes, and $15 million spent on poodles last year.
And that doesn't include accessories like poodle booties and ribbons.
Ladies, please, someone may hear you. We're a rather conservative bank.
Well, you see, all we wanted to do was give you the whole picture and then get your advice.
Oh, well, of course, anything I can do. Well, now, let's assume that you have opened this establishment.
A poodle parlor.
Yes. Now, I take it that neither of you ladies have had any experience clipping the animals or trimming their nails or any of the many other services that you're going to sell.
No.
Then you'll have to hire someone. Then you'll have to lease a store, put in the fixtures, advertise, and be prepared to operate at a loss until the establishment catches on.
But we expect to make money.
Doesn't everyone?
I must say, you paint a very gloomy picture.
Well, banking is not a very cheerful business, Mrs. Stone. We have to be realistic.
Yes, I suppose so.
Let me get you some figures on what has happened during the past 5 years to small businesses opening in Hilldale. Excuse me.
What more does he need? Well, here are all the figures he needs. 100,000 poodles. And all things being equal, that should be 300,000 poodles next year.
Madeline.
And the accessories? What?
This is the Hilldale Kennel Club registration.
Well, what about it?
It lists all the registered dogs in town. There are only 7 poodles in all of Hilldale.
What?
Now then, if you ladies will just glance at this, I think you'll see...
Mr. Heiser, we've changed our minds. We're not going into the poodle business. Thank you very much for all your trouble. Goodbye, Mr. Heiser.
Goodbye, Mrs. Stone.
Well, here we are, a couple of career women without a career.
We'll just have to wait for the poodle population to catch up to the human population.
Alex will be insufferable when he finds out why we gave up the poodle business.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to tell Jack. I've got him on the run, and I'm going to keep him that way as long as I can.
Good thinking.
Jack Heiser wouldn't just make it up. Now, will you call off your wife before she ruins both of us?
Do you know what she's doing? She's charging all the clothes to the Bureau of Internal Revenue. Business expenses.
Now, Jack, let's be very calm about this. Let's not lose our tempers.
Who's losing their temper? I just want to go on record, that's all.
Now, Jack, we've got to get together.
Oh, no, none of that. That's what started the whole thing, getting together. From now on, it's every man for himself. Jack?
Donna?
Yes, dear.
I want to talk to you.
Like that?
I mean, I want to talk to you.
That's better.
Now, darling, this whole thing started out as a joke.
By whom?
Well, you know, Jack. No, it's not fair. It was my fault as much as it was his. Now, maybe I did say some things I didn't really mean, but then I thought you were saying things that you didn't mean. Now, the reason I don't want you to go into any business is...
You think I'll fail?
No, I don't. You've been a great success as a wife and a mother. Why shouldn't you be a success at anything you set your mind to?
Why, Alex, do you really mean that?
Of course I do.
Are you sure?
Of course. Why, you're a wonderfully intelligent and capable woman.
Oh, Alex.
It's just that I resent anything that will cut into your time as a wife and a mother.
Oh, honey, I don't want to lose 1 minute being a wife and a mother.
Then you'll give up this nonsense about going into business. Give up your plan.
Oh, honey, I haven't a single plan that doesn't include you.
You mean that?
Of course I do.
I'll admit it's pure selfishness on my part, darling, but that's the way I feel.
The most unselfish selfishness I've ever heard.
Film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.